Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Randy Block of Cattle Facts. We're back with Randy right after this.
Whether you raise food crops or livestock, there's a lot of good reasons to attend the Southern Plains Farm Show the 7th, 8th, and 9th. You'll see the latest in agriculture as hundreds of exhibitors display over 1,000 product lines. There'll be live cattle equipment demos, Scott Daly horse training clinics, and of course, there will be great prizes. Plan to arrive early at the Cox Pavilion to enjoy free coffee and rolls and register for the daily prize of $1,000 in show bucks, good for merchandise from exhibitors. Free admission, free parking, the Southern Plains Farm Show at Oklahoma City State Fair Park.
The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
Did you know the Beef Quality Assurance Program is made possible by your beef checkoff? Well, this is Baxter Black with a good word about our BQA program. It helps folks like you and me get more value out of our cattle, and it tells consumers we're working hard to deliver a safe and wholesome product that tastes great. Learn more about BQA at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
Chief Executive Officer of the Cattle Facts Organization is Randy Block. Randy Block is one of the leading cattle market watchers in the country. He understands the big picture issues facing the cattle industry. And he says, obviously, one of those big picture issues, the tightness of cattle supplies. The fact that we're continuing to see this beef cow herd shrink, we've got to turn that around at some point. Even with extremely high prices, which makes it so very attractive to be selling these older cows, cull cows at a very big premium, as well as going ahead and selling heifers when we need to probably be retaining those heifers. We're seeing right now, very clearly in the springtime of 2011, the phenomenon of very tight supplies. And he says that includes our feeder cattle and our calf supplies here in the U.S.
They're down 1 million head, roughly, when we came into the year. I went back and looked, pulled the numbers together on the flight down here last night and looked, since last August, we've placed 850,000 more cattle in the feed yard since last August, even though this feeder cattle and calf supply is down nearly 1 million head. Part of that's been price. People have been incentivized to bring cattle forward because they're so profitable. Part of it's been drought. The weight, placement weights on these cattle are all over the place. So it's not like we're placing 700, 800, 900-pound animals. We're placing a lot of cattle weighing anywhere from 500 to 800 pounds, depending on the programs they're coming off of. The bottom line is, though, that supply is historically tight and small. Our production, what we're putting out, this is just U.S. beef production. It hasn't changed that much. I want you just to get a glimpse of 2004, 2005. The reason those numbers are down where they are is, remember in 2004 and 2005, the Canadian border was closed. We weren't bringing in any of those fed cattle. Typically, we'd bring in pre-BSE. We were bringing in about 750,000 head of Canadian fed steers and heifers that would supplement our slaughter and our plants in the Northern Plains and in the Pacific Northwest. Plus, we'd bring in some additional market cows that would be harvested as well. You take those out when the borders are closed, you can see how relatively flat our beef production has been here for the last several years. And the reason that's been there to that magnitude is because the weight piece of the equation that I shared with you, that these weights have continued to offset this decline in numbers.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts talking about the tightness of available supplies of calves and of yearlings right now. The market clearly trying to ration the available supplies. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, April 9th, it's the annual Griswold Cattle Company's Grass to Grid Bull Sale in Follett, Texas. Selling over 200 bulls featuring GCC genetics, including registered Angus, Sim-Angus, Simmental, and Maintainers. Also selling 40 commercial bred heifers carrying the service of GCC Angus bulls. The sale will be at the Jeff Borquin Sale Facility in Follett, Texas. For more information, call John Griswold at 405-780-3300 or visit their website at gcccattle.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.